This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with me, Ashley Burgess, on 570 KLIF, or on iHeartRadio app. And I want to say one thing real quick. I want to say Happy Father's Day to all, everybody that's listening. And also, you know, everybody's had a father figure at some point in their life, so that's important. As well as I want to also shout out to Southwest Airlines and the Love Field employees out there. Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot. Hope you keep it on the dial and have everybody listen there too. It gives them something to listen to, you know, and I appreciate y'all listening. So that's pretty awesome. But, you know, I also got a text just a second ago. Apparently, SMH is not smacking my head. It's shaking my head. So just
yes,
in case,
I got it wrong.
You know,
I'm
Bill.
Sorry.
Bill's not the dictionary of texting etiquette.
It's
short form.
Same difference. Tomato, tomato. So whether you're shaking or whether you're smacking.
Well, it's like LOL, laugh out loud, or lots of love. Just depends. And most people have never even heard it. Lots of love. So
but you know what? It means something else too. Actually, you know what it means? It means people are actually listening to the show.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be cool, instead of actually listening, you actually call and participate? What would that number be if they want to call and participate, Ashley?
Oh, wow. I thought you'd know it. It's 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-KLIF. But without further ado, it seems to me like it is what time? What time is it? What time would it be? Click, clock, click, clock.
It would be Perspectives Pulse time, because you know what, and this is live radio, folks. Someone has deleted my little intro music.
Well,
there.
The intro
isn't
was
that just
awesome.
Too cool?
Okay, so everybody's heard the intro. I'm sure you heard the intro.
Here, I'll do it manually.
It's the pulse.
It's Perspectives Pulse time, or however it goes.
Okay, that was close. Okay, so here we go. We're smacking, we're shaking.
We're
I don't know what we're
and
doing in our head.
Our heads,
so, hey, JR is joining us with the Perspectives Pulse. How are you doing tonight, JR?
I'm doing great, and I love just the free-flowing laughter of the show. It's really fun to be a part of it.
Well, heck, we're glad to have you a part of it. We're glad that you called in tonight and giving us some information. And if people have just tuned in, you know, you realize that JR is our networking guru. And I know that you've got three events for us, and I know that one of them is a DFW social media marketing thing that's, tomorrow.
It is. And before the details of that, I want to talk about meetup.com, because that's how you would find information about this event and a lot of other events that happen in the Dallas area. If listeners are listening out in California, where I know you have a listener base, anywhere in the country, you can go to meetup.com, create a profile, put in things that you're interested in. For example, in this one, it's social media. So tomorrow night, there's a program called DFW Social Media Marketing, talking about how to use whether it be LinkedIn or Pinterest or all the different kinds of social media tools effectively in marketing. And then I happen to be giving the talk, and we're going to talk about from social media to mobile apps and how the next big wave that's flowing through our marketing and through business and through life is the mobile application married with social media.
I like that word, married. You're married with social media. That's cool. That's awesome. Okay, so that's the next big wave, huh? That's the next big social media wave.
Well, it's the next big wave of communication, communication tool. So think about people surfing the net. We got the internet. Then people began to use social media, and that was kind of a wave of technology and communication coming through our society. And then I call the next big wave is how we're embracing mobile apps and then that communication channel. And that, too, is a wave going through our society. So that's tomorrow night at 6:30 in the North Dallas area. You can go to meetup.com, put in DFW Social Media Marketing, and you can find out more about the event. Things like there's pizza and drinks available. It's only $7, so it's a real good value.
Hey, so let's flip-flop. Let's go to something different. Let's go to something that actually requires some physical endurance or some physical movement or something. There's something like called Dallas Race Week coming up here at Lake Ray Hubbard, right?
That kicks off tonight, actually. And each night this week, there'll be sailboat races happening pretty much on the west side of the lake. So if you drive across the lake there to Rockwall, find a good place. There's a whole new area that's been developed in the last few years. You can sit out there, have a cocktail, something to eat, and watch the boats start and finish in that area of the Rockwall. No cost except for whatever you would spend at an establishment. And if you want to find out more about that, there's a website called planetrockwall.com, and go look at their calendar, and you can find out each night this week there'll be different races. You can find update on who's leading, who's not, and a little more about just how sailboat racing works.
Hey, that sounds awesome. You know, also, there's one other thing I want to do, and I've been talking about doing this, like, I don't know how many summers in a row, but I think there's something going on at the Arboretum, and I think I've been talking about doing something like this in the past, but what do they have going on July 4th weekend there?
Well, it's actually going on throughout the month of June up through July 4th weekend on both Tuesdays and Thursday nights. There's concerts at the Arboretum, and it's a great facility. If you haven't been there, make sure you get there early because parking is challenging. There's a big green lawn. Bring your blanket, bring your picnic goods, bring your family, your friends, and then there'll be a concert ranging anywhere from the 50s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and beyond, different types of music. Prices vary depending on the concert and whether or not you're a member of the Arboretum, but still it's like $15 to $25 range, so it's not a lot of money, but it's great fun and great family fun. And all you need to do is go to Google or whatever your search engine and look up DallasArboretum.org and look under concerts, and you can find a little more information about who's going to be playing and how to get involved with
that. Well, JR, that is awesome, and I really appreciate the rundown, and I look forward to next week's Perspectives, where we'll be actually giving two networking tips instead of one. So I appreciate you coming through this week and helping us out with that. And so if anybody has any questions or concerns about anything that we've talked about, where should they go?
Well, besides the websites, I know both you have information about how to get in touch with us about these things, and then you can go to my website, somethingdifferentcompanies.com. I'd be glad to visit with you.
Well, thank you so much, JR, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Father's Day Sunday.
Hey, I'm looking forward to the rest of the show, too. Thank you, Ashley.
Hey, rock on. Thank you, sweetie. So, you know, we're going to also, we were talking earlier with Roy Lynn Reed, and she was actually contributing to some of our concepts today on the second segment, and she's in Consumer Marketing Insights. She has a marketing research company here in Dallas and also in D.C., and, Roy Lynn, we were talking outside, here at the studio, we were talking about, stress, and remember we were talking about, what is it, cortisol?
Yes.
And so explain that a little bit to our listeners, because it's an actual thing that we have in our body that can cause us to gain weight.
Absolutely. Cortisol is, of course, we've heard of hydrocortisone, which is a man-made version, but it's a steroid hormone, and it's known as kind of like our stress hormone because it activates real cortisol in our body to help us, and that works well, at a certain amount, but it's made to, we've all heard of that fight or flight.
Oh, yeah.
That syndrome. So, if something happens real big in your life, you need to pick up a car or something, rescue someone, and all of this cortisol comes gushing out of our bodies.
I picked up a car earlier today just on the way here.
I'm telling you. But also when that happens too, in order to the body to get back intact, some other things are released, some fatty tissues and things, fatty parts or whatever that stuff is called. But the thing is now with our lives, we live in such a stress environment. That means cortisol is pushing out all the time. And our bodies weren't made for that. We were supposed to be made That cortisol is supposed to be made in healthy doses, and we're supposed to learn how to rest, enjoy life. And unfortunately, we know it's so often chaotic for all of us.
It is, and stress, especially, it's even worse when you're stressed out, and then you're getting overweight, and you're like, what am I doing? I'm not even eating that much. I'm working all the time. I'm getting home at 9 o'clock. I'm eating at 10 o'clock. I'm not even eating that much. I'm having like beans and rice. And there you are,
Ashley,
gaining weight.
I'm telling you, and don't mention that car tire. All of us want that. We want to be able to put on those swimsuits or put on those muscle shirts. We want to keep that look.
Yes, and it's bull season. What else are we going to do? It's so hot here.
That's right.
Everybody that's listening in California, okay, you know what? You're lucky. And the posting of the pictures and this and that and how great it is, and especially the temperature, posting the temperature at 70 degrees and 7 days in a row with the little sunny thing. We got it. So give us a couple of tips on, we know the idea of portion control as well. So let's talk about that real quick. So if it's not just a stressing out and eating well, what's your concept of portion control? How would you define that, really, to our listeners tonight?
Well, a lot of times, too, and that can be different things, and there's different ways to find out, but the thing is just watching how much we eat. I think one thing, even when you look at portion control, that's such a big issue, is you look at the fast food places. They talk about value meals, sizing up, and it sounds like a real good deal to our pocketbooks, but it's not good to our bodies because that's probably twice as much food as we should be eating. Then our stomach stress, we stretch, we get used to eating that amount, and that's just probably not what we really need to do.
Oh, yeah, like the biggie size it, water size it, water size it, give it more. And I mean, I'm back in the day, I used to be a part of that, but, you know, not anymore. Right now, if I get one fry, I feel like I've, you know, gotten away with something, some sort of murder or something like that. So what about getting rest? Okay, so stress is a big deal. We stress out. But another thing is, how important is rest and sleep to us?
Rest is really important because that's when the body can recover from the stressful day, things can go back to normal. And I mean, if you think about it, how many of us really get 8 hours worth of sleep?
You know, how many do you get?
Sleep? Oh, I won't even answer that. Not enough.
Well, you know, there's some people, though, I know some friends of mine, and it's amazing. I mean, the amount of work they do and the amount of stuff they do, and they're like the 3 hour people.
That's right. And you know,
amazing.
We do that. And then a lot of times you see all those, the little Red Bull samples and all of those little shots you can take.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we go back to the basics and just let the body do it naturally, I tell you what, the price is right for that, too.
Oh, it is.
Because, I mean, those things can add up in price as well.
And I don't know what's in it either.
That's a very good point as well.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if just taking a carton of cigarettes. I don't know. I don't know what's better. You know what I mean? I do think, though, that you really want to be sure with all these energy things. And what's up with the 5-hour energy anyway? I mean, is that all you need? I mean, I don't know. Maybe what about 12-hour? I'm not really sure. But yeah, sleep is really important. And so if you have one thing that you'd like to leave the prospective listeners, what would you like to say tonight on that?
I think it's important for us all to remember there's no magic bullet to it. Really, going back to the basics and simplifying life really makes a difference. That makes it long-term as well. Because if you do something fad to get there, then you're going to have to do something fad to keep it up. And you get on a roller coaster. But you can do some things and make it a way of life. And I keep on going back because I love your 7 keys to positive change in life. It's all tied to that. If you just make it a habit, make it a lifestyle, and you want to live like that all your life, that's the goal.
And that's perfect. And that's what I did with my diet and the way that I live is that you just make it a habit. And at first it can be excruciating, but it's the right thing to do. And eventually it feels really great.
Absolutely. It's not easy, but it's worth it. You know, pay the price with the pain and make it a way, you know, a lifestyle, but you're going to really like the results.
No pain, no gain. So you heard it here. You heard it here, folks, here on Perspectives. And Roland Reed, I really appreciate you coming in this evening into the studio.
Glad to be with you, Ashley.
Well, thank you. So you know what that means. We're taking another break. And when we return, we got more stuff going on with the Burgess 7, as well as to discuss a little bit of what we're going to talk about next week. We got some new stuff in the hopper, you know, a little stuff in the hopper. I don't know what it's going to be. We'll talk about it. You know, I'm just thinking about a little kangaroo hopping right now. So we'll be back. You're listening to Perspectives Live with me, Ashley Burgess, here in the house. I know people have been waiting for me to say that. And you know what? It's 570 KLIF for iHeartRadio. And guess what? Be back in 2 shakes.
If you or someone you know has been injured due to someone else's negligence in the Dallas area, take action. The Ellman Law Firm works on a contingency fee basis, so clients owe no attorney's fees and will not be required to pay any costs until a recovery is obtained for the client. Sergio E. Ellman is an experienced personal injury attorney in the Dallas area and will help you determine the options for repairing your car, handling any medical expenses, and lost wages. The Ellman Law Firm will fight hard to establish and prove the extent of damages to help individuals receive the compensation they deserve. Car accidents, trucking accidents, wrongful deaths, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall, and workplace injuries. Attorney Sergio Ellman believes in his clients' cases, and the primary goal at Ellman Law Office is to help you recover from your traumatic experience. Call the Ellman Law Firm today at 214-373-7774. That's 214-373-7774.